is John Dodds, WDIY Allentown 88.1 FM. My guest was named by Billboard magazine in 2009 the number 3 Billboard Contemporary Jazz Artist of the Decade. He's a 4-time Grammy Award winning nominee and a Soul Train Award winner, as well as numerous industry awards. He comes to the Sands Bethlehem Event Center Friday, August the 21st. He is saxophonist, songwriter and producer Boney James. Welcome to WDIY, Boney.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. So you started playing the saxophone at the age of 10 after moving from the clarinet at the age of 8, and your early influences were Motown and saxophonist Grover Washington Jr., as well as 7 years of touring after college as a sideman with Morris Day, the Isley Brothers, Bobby Caldwell, Randy Crawford, Tina Marie, and many others. How did these R&B influences shape that rich Boney James sound?
You know, I mean, I'm not sure if it was which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know. When I was a kid, you know, just awakening to music, the music that I just really gravitated to was R&B and soul music. I just loved it instinctively somehow. And then when I started playing music, the jobs I kept getting were with R&B bands. I guess I had a skill for playing it as well. And when I started writing songs, you know, the music that came out just sounded that way. So it's all kind of mixed up in there as to how it all got started. But definitely from a very early age, I just felt a real affinity for this kind of music and a love for it. When I started creating my own music, it sounded like that.
And I believe that when you were out with Randy Crawford, it was one of the band or sidemen that coined the Boney James.
Yeah, I got stuck with this nickname many, many years ago. It was 1986, and Randy Crawford played with her for off and on for 5 years or so. She was very popular in Scandinavia, and everything cost a fortune over there. So I said to the keyboard player one day, "Man, I just won't eat for the next couple of days," just joking around. And he said, "Oh, you'll get all skinny. I'll have to start calling you Boney James or something." And he thought that was hysterical. And I, of course, said, "Please don't call me Boney James." And that's how you get a nickname, you know, just to mess with me. He kept calling me that and introducing me to people that way. And somehow people liked calling me that. And here I am all these years later, and that's my name.
Smart move. So you were signed by Warner Brothers in 1994, and gold records for Seduction, Sweet Thing, and Body Language followed, all co-produced by Paul Brown and yourself. Any special tracks or memories of that time?
Oh, well, it was just a great period, you know. I mean, I'm so grateful in these days, you know, where the music business is in such disarray and change, to have had a few years there where I was in sort of a golden age of the transition to the CD, and the business was booming, and I sold a lot of records and was able to build a fan base. But I have a lot of happy memories of my time in Warner Brothers, and some of those records are, you know, they still stand the test of time when I hear them on the radio today. I like them all. Honestly, it's very difficult for me to ever pick a favorite song of mine in any era because they're all like my children, you know.
Well, I'm going to pick one. I'm going to hear a particular favorite of mine from that period off the album Seduction. The track is Camouflage. This is John Dodds with Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Boney James.
Thank you.
In 2000, you collaborated with our very own Rick Braun from Allentown on an album called Shake It Up. How did that partnership come about?
You know, Rick and I, we met a few years before that on a session for another artist. A keyboard player named Dan Siegel had just called us in to play together. And we were in the booth recording the song for Dan. And we actually stopped and turned to each other and said, man, we sound good together. You know, there was an instant rapport musically. And it's not always the case when you're playing with another horn player that you blend sort of seamlessly the way Rick and I did. And so he called me to play on one of his records. I called him to play on one of mine. And then I had a manager at the time, a guy named Howard Lowell, that also heard, you know, when you guys play together, something special happens. And maybe you could make a collaboration CD. And there was a tradition of those types of CDs at Warner Brothers specifically. You know, Bob James and David Sanborn had done a big record that went platinum together, and George Benson and Earl Klugh had done a collaboration, and no one from our generation had done that, you know, two artists coming together thing at that time. So that was pretty much the impetus for that whole idea.
Well, there were so many fine tracks from that album. I've chosen a cut that symbolizes, I think, the spirit and energy. It's Chain Reaction from the excellent album collaboration with Rick Braun. The album was Shake It Up. This is John Dodds on WDIY 88.1 FM with Boney James, who plays Sands Event Center, Bethlehem, Friday, August the 21st. So to your latest album, Future Soul, Boney. It went straight to number one in the contemporary jazz chart, and looking at it, I think it's still there 5 or 6 weeks later, and it was your highest ever position in the pop charts. I detect a more mellow soul feel. Was this a deliberate move on your part?
You know, when I'm making a record, none of it's ever really deliberate. I'm really just trying to follow the muse wherever it takes me, and I think that keeps the music sort of more sincere, you know, rather than trying for me to lead the music, I let the music lead me. And these were just the songs I was writing during this period, and I did notice that they had a real sort of retro soul flavor, but I've also been playing around in the studio, and I'm producing the records myself now, and I've got some new gear and just listening to some younger artists and admiring some of the sounds of those records. So I was just sort of stirring the pot and mixing the older song style with the modern sonic character, and this is the record that came out. And as you said, people are really loving it. It's actually, I think, 9 weeks at number one now, which
that's
is
tremendous.
An amazing thing. I think that's a new record for me.
And now, you mentioned playing around in the studio. You've certainly embraced technology both in the studio and out, and one of the tracks came as a result of a tweet, I believe.
Yeah, pretty wild. This is actually the second time I've hooked up with a collaborator on Twitter. You know, it's very difficult sometimes to get a hold of other artists, to find their management or whatever, and, you know, get through their layers of lawyers or representatives. But now with Twitter, you know, if you follow each other, you can write a direct message. So Stokely Williams is the lead singer in the band The Mint Condition. I've always been an admirer, and, you know, we started following each other on Twitter, so I wrote him a note and said, do you want to collaborate maybe on my new CD? And right away he wrote me back and said, yeah, what do you got? I sent him the music, and over the internet we created this song.
Absolutely amazing. The power of technology and music. So you're playing the Sands Bethlehem Event Center. I believe it's the first time.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I hear it's a wonderful place, and, you know, we've been in the area before, but we have never played this venue, and I'm really looking forward to it.
So your shows are very much high-energy events. Will it be a mix of Boney styles for the show?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I try, and, well, of course, I'm featuring music off the new CD, Future Soul, but a lot of people have their favorite songs from the rest of the catalog, so I try and play a little bit off of each record. And, you know, oftentimes when people come to see us, they're surprised because the music live has a much more of an intense character. Some of the records are more laid back. But live, it's very much, to me, a whole other medium, and we're definitely trying to involve the audience and make it a party.
Well, having been to many of the shows, it always is a party. And Boney, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and I certainly look forward to the show.
Can't wait. Thank you very much for having me.
That was Boney James, who plays Bethlehem Sands Event Center at 8 p.m. Friday, August 21st. Here is a track from his new album, Future Soul. The track is Drumline. This is John Dodds on WDIY 88.1 FM.